This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. A month after Jesuit priest Father Franz van der Lutte was murdered in the Syrian city of Homs, his friend and colleague, Father Ziad Hilal S.J., is continuing his tireless humanitarian work. In 2012, Father Franz asked Father Hilal to start a centre to help disabled children and destitute families in Homs. Now, with the help of funding from Aid to the Church in Need, thousands of families can continue to receive assistance. I spoke to the ACN's John Pontifex.
Father Franz was doing heroic work. There's absolutely no question about that. He was in the old city of Homs, which was itself besieged, has been besieged for a long period of time. He was there. He stayed with about 80 or so people who were trapped, and their supplies were running short, and he was providing support through a support network that he had set up, and which Aid to the Church in Need was helping with, providing basic food and other provisions. And he was somebody who was really doing remarkable activities there. And then, of course, very sadly, he died and was killed in April. And now what's happened is that a fellow Jesuit, Father Ziad Hilal, he was asked by Father Franz to continue his work in the form of starting up a centre, a centre providing pastoral support, which and also humanitarian help as well, medical assistance for those with physical disabilities, education for youngsters with learning difficulties, as well as this humanitarian aid. This work had started in 2012 at Father Franz's request, and it's now being beefed up considerably, with about 6,000 families being cared for through the work of this centre. And this work is being carried out irrespective of people's individual religious faith background. So all are welcome at that centre, which is supported by 100 or so volunteers. And Aid to the Church in Need announced an aid package of about £230,000, which is €280,000, part of which will be in support of that work at the centre. So this is a remarkable news. We know that there are thousands upon thousands of people in urgent need of help in Homs, and the great hope of Aid to the Church in Need is to continue that spirit of compassion and generosity, which Father Franz so wonderfully exemplified.
Of course, this centre is being run now by Father Ziad Hilal.
That's right.
Again, another, obviously for him too, and obviously for the people that stay, it is a dangerous situation, but they're willing to stay in a situation that is basically very dangerous.
Yes, and only in the last few days have we heard how the continuing threat to all people of all faiths, but not least Christians, continues to be very, very strong, and there have been further attacks on church communities. And it really does draw out the strength and the importance of what Patriarch Gregorius III, the head of the Melkite Greek Catholic Church based in Damascus, and he said how the Christian community and others are, to quote him, in a spiritual sense, sharing in Christ's crucifixion. So we see how it is that there is this incredible pressure that's being brought to bear against minority faith groups, and Christians in particular, who are leaving in their thousands from their homes, and need their millions leaving from their homes and all that they've known.
That's a question I was just going to come to, actually, asking you about the level of numbers, the level of people that can't stay and don't feel they're able, for safety concerns, they don't feel they're able to stay.
Yes, we understand that more than 9 million Syrians have now left their homes, of which 2 million have fled abroad, and 7 million are still in the country. So those obviously would be displaced people. And it's precisely for that reason, the sheer scale of this crisis, that Aid to the Church in Need has invested so much effort in trying to provide emergency support. And we've, as a charity, we've given nearly £3 million in aid for displaced families, refugees in neighbouring countries since the conflict in Syria began just over 3 years ago. And we have had indications, not least from Father Andrew Halemba, the head of our Middle East Project section, indicating that the situation for Christians and indeed others is only set to get worse And we fully expect that those numbers I've just given you will rise. So it's a very, very difficult situation.
It's still after 3 years, as you were just saying, it seems unimaginable that this is still going on, that there seems to be no end to this.
It is absolutely a stalemate. And the explosion, this vast explosion that's taking place in this hotel in Aleppo, comes at a time when all the information coming out of Aleppo shows that really no gain or loss has been made by either side in this great battle. It's really a head-to-head with no sign of either giving way to the other. And, of course, the people who really lose out are the ordinary people who are being forced to leave everything they've ever known. And they are in a desperate, desperate situation. And the call is out there to the friends and benefactors of organizations such as AIDS, the Church Need, to keep up the prayers, to keep up the support, knowing that this really is a very desperate situation, one of the worst we've seen in modern times, if not the worst.